From VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. I'm Katie Weaver. On the show today, we remember two important Americans, both activists in the cause of civil rights.
We shall
Franklin McCain launched a successful protest in Greensboro, North Carolina, on February 1, 1960. It made popular demonstrations called sit-ins, and it was instrumental in the effort to pass a civil rights law.
We shall overcome.
Pete Seeger was America's most famous folk musician, but he also was active in civil rights, anti-war, and other social political issues. Franklin McCain and Pete Seeger, their lives and their work, our subject today on As It Is. Franklin McCain made civil rights history with his friends Joseph McNeil, David Richmond, and Jabril Kazan, who was known then as Ezell Blair Jr. The four men are remembered now as the Greensboro Four. But in 1960, they were students at the North Carolina Agriculture and Technical College. On February 1, 1960, the four young men met in front of the school library. They prayed together. Then they walked into town. The night before, they had decided to take action to end racial separation. At Franklin McCain's suggestion, the students planned to order a meal at the whites-only restaurant at the local F.W. Woolworth store. Most eateries in the southern United States barred African Americans from eating with whites. The students knew what they planned was dangerous. They grew up in a time of violent opposition to the 1954 Supreme Court decision to end racial separation in public schools. The friends promised each other that they would sit at the Woolworth lunch counter even if they were attacked. When they arrived at the store, they bought school supplies. Then they walked to the eating area and sat down together. Restaurant workers ordered Franklin McCain and his friends to leave. People in other parts of the store stopped to watch. The police came, but did not arrest the students that day. The young men sat at the lunch counter until the store closed. The next day, they returned. The number of student protesters grew each day. They came from both black and white schools. Soon, the protesters were holding sit-ins at other restaurants in Greensboro. The Greensboro protests launched a sit-in movement that spread across the southern United States. Within 10 days, students in 13 states had organized lunch counter sit-ins in 55 cities. In the summer of 1960, Woolworth agreed to end separate eating areas in its Greensboro store. Today, visitors to Greensboro will find a road named for the day the sit-ins began. February 1 Street is in the center of town. It leads to Elm Street, where the old Woolworth building is now home to the International Civil Rights Center and Museum. Franklin McCain was 19 years old when he launched the sit-in that helped change the South. In the years that followed, reporters and researchers often asked McCain if he had been afraid that day. He always answered that he had grown tired of being afraid. He felt angry. He said when he finally sat at the lunch counter, he felt very calm and powerful. The protests and other events led to the Civil Rights Act in 1964 and the Voting Rights Act in 1965. Pete Seeger, the famous banjo-playing folk singer and songwriter, died Monday at the age of 94. Pete Seeger made American folk music popular. He also fought for social change. VOA's Catherine Cole remembers his career.
For many, Pete Seeger will be remembered as America's most famous folk singer. He grew up believing that song has the power to change the world. As a young man in 1938, Pete Seeger left Harvard College in Massachusetts. In the early 1940s, Seeger formed the Almanac Singers. The singing group was known for recording songs about labor rights and against war. Pete Seeger served in the Army during World War II. After the war, he formed the Weavers. The group soon became one of America's favorite singing groups. One of the most famous recordings by the Weavers is the Hebrew language song Zaina, Zaina, Zaina. Just 5 years ago, at 89, Pete Seeger re-recorded the song. The words are sung in Hebrew as well as English and Arabic. And as Pete Seeger describes it, all the parts harmonize well. Pete Seeger also played an important part in the civil rights movement. He not only attended protests, but he helped provide the movement with its anthem, We Shall Overcome. The song was created from an old spiritual called I'll Overcome Someday. The words were changed over time, and Seeger and other folk singers sang it at protests. Singing We Shall Overcome became a tradition at civil rights gatherings in the 1960s.
We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand.
In 1994, then-President Bill Clinton awarded Pete Seeger with the Presidential Medal of the Arts, the nation's highest honor for artists. 2 years later, Pete Seeger was admitted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and in 2009, he performed at the Lincoln Memorial in a concert to celebrate the presidency of Barack Obama. When he died, Pete Seeger had a list of honors longer than the neck on his beloved banjo. Not bad for a man who said he never meant to make music his career.
I did not want to be a professional musician. I liked to sing, but I thought music business was full of hypocrisy. I did go sing in schools, though, in summer camps. And then some of the kids grew up and went to college, and during the frightened 50s, when the blacklist was in the popular music business, I just went from college to college to college to college to college to college to college.
I'm Catherine Cole.
To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven.
And that's As It Is for today. I'm Katie Weaver. Thanks for joining us.
A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. To everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time...